You're saying, though, by not having the carbon tax, it could have the same effect on people.
Or worse, because the fact is we are already, as you have just pointed out, we are really already paying the price of carbon. We're paying the price with wildfires. We're paying the price with droughts. We're paying the price with so many other disturbances to the hydrological cycle. That is all the price that we're paying. So what we need to do is put a price on carbon so that we don't have to continue to pay the price of carbon. And in fact, what you've just seen on the screen is one scenario, Christiane, and it is a scenario that we would walk toward unless we take, as I say, vigorous action. But there is another scenario, okay? What we have seen are just introductions to the doom and gloom that we could be facing. But that's not the only scenario. We could, as humankind, we could take vigorous action and we could have a very, very different scenario. That's a scenario that is worth examining. Well,